Josie. I thought you would be here. I didn't know how many kids because of camp meeting, but I was sure that you were here when I checked in your class this morning. Okay, so this morning I want to talk to you, Josie, about distractions. Do you know what camp meeting is? You know? Camp meeting is when we go and we camp out and we learn about God for several days, maybe even a week. And I'm going to tell you about what happened at our camp meeting. Week before last, we went to Jasper camp meeting, and we were so excited. My husband Trey and I and some of our church family went to Jasper camp meeting, and it was a Tuesday, and so we had all day to get our camp set up, and the first meeting was that night. But that very day, distractions started for my husband and I, and we had to go back home as soon as we got camp set up, because we had an appointment in Roseburg that we had to go to. Good morning.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. Better late than never. We're glad to have you. Okay. Well, that night after we went back to from Roseburg and went back to camp, there was the first meeting. And what we didn't know, that we weren't the only ones having distractions. The people who were putting on the camp meeting were having distractions and problems. Their technology wasn't working with a lot of the things. Their microphone went out that night when one of the speakers was trying to talk. And they were trying to do what's called live streaming. That means that they were trying to show it from camp meeting clear down here or somewhere else where somebody else could watch it on their computer if they couldn't go to camp meeting. But that wasn't working either. But they kept persevering, and we had the meeting anyways. And one of the men who usually copied the CDs and DVDs, he had an emergency and he had to go home. So somebody else had to do that. Well, we stayed there at camp meeting, and the next day came, and more things happened. And then Thursday came. Actually, it was Wednesday afternoon, I believe, and Margie can attest to this if I'm incorrect. Along with Wednesday late afternoon, rain came. Do you like to go camping in the rain? What happens?
The tent falls down.
The tent could fall down? What else?
What happens when you go camping?
Sometimes it leaks through the tent.
It leaks through the tent. You guys are exactly right, because that's what happened. And this wasn't a light rain. This was a heavy rain, like a winter rain. It rained so hard. And people in tents, our neighbors across from us, they had a dining tent, and it rained so hard it came right down on their table. And so my husband went over and helped them fix it. And then there was one lady that talked to me later in the week, and she said her tent was so wet that the water was coming up through the ground. And the bottom of her tent was all wet. Her bed was dry, but her floor and her tent was all wet. And so another lady gave her a great big piece of cardboard, and she put it down so she'd have something dry to walk on. But you know what? God was so nice to us, even though it rained a lot, and it didn't rain the whole time. It would stop and then rain and stop and rain, and sometimes we'd get sunshine. But the weather was warm, and you know what I noticed? Is that there were kids going around in bare feet. Now, some of the parents said, I think that we should go home. And you know what the kids said? No way, we want to stay here. Because we were all having so much fun with our church family and learning about God that nobody wanted to go home. We just saw that one family go home. But the kids were running around in stocking feet and no coats and no hats. And the youth, guess what they were doing? They were out in the big field playing a soccer game in their bare feet, and they were having a wonderful time. Well, on the very last meeting, very last night of camp meeting, and the very last meeting right before it, there was an older gentleman that even fell, and he broke his hip, and they had to call an ambulance. And so they did, but you know what? That didn't stop the meeting. The devil tried everything he could to distract all of us and get us to go home, but we didn't. We stayed there, and we persevered, because we wanted to be close with our church family and close with God. So I'm going to read something to you that I found. I'm going to try and put it in words that are a little bit easier for you to understand, because it's kind of in big people words. The power and meanness of Satan and his evil angels might make us afraid, except for we can go to Jesus, who has great power and who will deliver us. We think about locking our houses and making them safe from people who want to come and steal our stuff. But we hardly ever think about the evil angels who are always trying to hurt us and who are so strong that we aren't strong enough to defend ourselves. If they're allowed, these evil angels can distract our minds, they can hurt our bodies, and they can destroy our possessions and even our lives. Their greatest delight, their greatest joy is to make us miserable and to destroy us. But here's the good news that goes along with that. Those who follow Jesus are always safe under his care. His angels that are really strong, he sends from heaven to protect us. And the wicked angels cannot break through the guard that God puts around his people. So whenever you get distractions, and boys and girls, you're going to get distractions as you grow up, the devil is going to use all kinds of things to distract you so that you won't love and follow Jesus. But if you go to Jesus and you pray to him and you ask him for help, he will help you and he can help you overcome those distractions and stay close to Jesus. Just stay close to Jesus and you'll be okay. So today I brought you something. I brought you each a raindrop to help you remember that even though we had lots of distractions and you're going to have distractions, God will take care of you and he will keep you close to him. Okay, but you got to do one thing for me if I give you a raindrop. Can you do one thing? Don't open it in the church. Leave it in the little container until you get outside, okay? You'll understand why when you open it and you see it. After I give you this, we'll pray and wait just a minute, and then we'll pray and you can pick up the baskets, okay? Oh, you'll see when you open it with your grandma and grandpa, okay? You'll be surprised. Okay, let's have prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much that no matter what the devil tries to do, you are true and faithful, and you will help us to stay close to you. I ask that you would be with these boys and girls. Father, they're little now, but as they grow, you know the devil tries to bother us, to keep us away from you. I pray that you will keep them faithful and true to you. And we thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.